Our text from this morning, for this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. We like to be comfortable. We like comfortable clothes, comfort food, a comfortable place to sit, comfortable place to sleep. It might surprise us that the purpose of the Bible is not to make us comfortable. In fact, sometimes the Bible makes us very uncomfortable because we are sinful creatures who break God's laws every day, and our conscience knows that. The true word of God will afflict the comfortable, but it will comfort the afflicted. Comfortable and comfort are two different things. As sinners, we can't be comfortable in the presence of God. Remember, Adam and Eve hid from God after they had sinned. Moses and the Israelites trembled at the foot of Mount Sinai when God showed his presence in thunder and lightning and cloud. Peter wept bitterly when he realized his sin. The law of God afflicts the comfortable. If we are comfortable with our sin, if we are complacent or smug, thinking, at least I'm better than those people, I didn't commit that sin, then we need the mirror of God's law to give us a dose of God's reality. For God also says, whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. There is none righteous, no, not one. The soul that sins, it shall die. God doesn't say if you've committed a big sin, you will die. The law says if you've taken anything that isn't yours, if you have taken the Lord's name in vain, if you have had a sinful thought, you shall die. The law of God afflicts us when we feel comfortable. And then we realize there's no hope in ourselves. We have to look somewhere else. The law shows us our failings. It makes us realize that we need someone to rescue us and deliver us. It shows us that we need true comfort. And that is the true work and purpose of God's word, to bring us comfort, to comfort us when we are afflicted. When we recognize our sins and our sinfulness, the gospel shows us the sinless Son of God on the cross, crying out in torment, my God, why have you forsaken me? Crying out because he's carrying our sins. And he was stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, it says, for our sins. But then we hear Jesus' comforting words also. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is finished. Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. The gospel does its work of comforting troubled sinners and giving us the promise of heaven. The prophet Isaiah also writes, comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. Sometimes it seems that our difficulties are so great we can't bear them. But those difficulties remind us that our home is not here in this sinful world, but in the blessed world to come. When a friend or family member suffers a tragedy, when a mentor disappoints us, when a loved one dies, we're left asking why. We're left wondering what sadness the future will bring. Then human words cannot comfort us. No platitudes of it'll be all right, we can get through this, there must be a reason, which are okay to say, but they can't take away the true hurt, the pain, the disappointment, the fear. The questions keep coming. Why? How? What's the use? And think of the husband who loses his wife, the mother who loses her children. What do you say? How can you comfort them? When they ask why, do we have an answer? No human words can give us comfort. Who then comforts us? Our text says, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort. Each of us has trials and difficulties in our life. The hymn we're singing this morning was written by a man named Paul Gerhardt, who had probably more troubles than any of us. He lived during one of Europe's longest and most devastating wars, the 30 Years' War. In addition, he was removed as preacher because he would not compromise the doctrine of the pure gospel of Christ. And during all these trials, 4 of his 5 children died. And his wife also died. He was left alone with a 6-year-old child. Single parents aren't just today. Through all these trials and afflictions, Paul Gerhardt, the hymn writer, found comfort in God's comfort, in the gospel that promises forgiveness of Christ and eternal life in Christ who rose from the dead and conquered death for us. In the midst of these trials, he could write words like we hear in our hymn. Why should cross and trial grieve me? Christ is near with his cheer. Never will he leave me. Who can rob me of the heaven that God's Son for my own to my faith hath given? When you are troubled, grieved, and afflicted by whatever it is that Satan will use to turn you from God, then remember the words and promises of God's comfort. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God so loved the world, given and shed for you for the remission of sins. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. Find comfort for yourself and for others in that blessed comfort you have come to know in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today's text is often read with families at funerals just before going into church. Whatever your affliction or trouble or worry today, let the gospel of Christ be your comfort. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Amen.